This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hi and welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Producer Callum, the man with all the answers on the research always. On yesterday's podcast intro, we were deliberating the cost of upgrading to business class on a flight.
We actually
wondering why we never do it.
We wanted to upgrade to first class.
Yeah, we were saying, oh, wouldn't it be nice to do it once?
Like, I'll do it once. I'll spend the thousand.
Is business class a cut below first class?
Yes, first class, only a select few airlines offer first class.
Okay.
And it's like, so like some airlines have economy, premium economy, business class, first class.
Lads, okay. I actually don't care. Just give me something to sleep on and I'll sleep. I just want to be where I'm meant to be.
You're not normal.
I've no interest in economy at all.
Nobody else can sleep.
But you do it all the time, right? Just to be clear.
Oh, all the time. But like, I've no interest. I hate it.
No interest
but
in economy.
But like, I don't.
All I've ever been.
I don't go. I hate going on flights. Like, I hate going on holidays because of the plane. I'm not afraid of flying. I just hate flying.
Yeah, flying sucks.
It's awful.
Just checked into my flight tomorrow and I'm a B. I'm in a B seat.
Oh, you lucky thing.
Middle.
Oh, no good. Yeah.
Anyway. Always aisle. Always go the aisle.
We have the answer. Producer Callum.
Yes, I'm just looking on. So I'm going to Florida in the summer, going to Orlando, and I'm just looking on the website now. So I basically booked these flights back in December time when the said airline was holding a sale, and it was like €300 one way for the two of us.
Right.
So it books it together in the price.
Yes.
Prices. Okay. So it's like €600 for the two of us one way to Florida.
One way.
And then it gives you the bulk price next to it for business class.
Mm. Okay.
It was $2,000 each. So it was $4,000. I've just had a look
one
now.
One way.
Fuck off. One way.
So your 300 flight was going to be bumped up by $2,000.
To $2,000.
Two grand. So yeah. 1,700.
3,400 euro more in total.
Fuck. I presume you didn't do it.
Oh, absolutely not. Like, do you know what?
If you did that, I'd be like, I need to have a chat with the bosses.
Yeah, I need to become a producer.
Because there's money in this company that I don't know about.
I've always wondered about business classes. Like, is it better to go there or coming back? Because when you're going there, you're obviously a bit more awake.
Yeah, you're excited.
But when you're coming back, you kind of want to sleep more. But then you're not going to use all the facilities.
I wouldn't even think
I'd be eating and drinking all the time on that.
I'd be more thinking about when is your most opportunity to sleep. So if it's a late in the evening flight, you just sleep.
But then you remove the opportunity
to enjoy.
But you go economy on the time that you're going to sleep. And then if it's a daytime flight, I don't know.
It's a bit of a catch 22 because the whole point is to like have more room so you can get a nice sleep. Yeah. But then you sleep away the experience.
I've just looked at that flight that I'm flying on, the exact same flight that I'm flying on in August.
Yeah.
The economy seat is now €820.
For one person.
Wow, one way.
One way. And the business class seat is currently standing at €3,295.
Jesus Christ.
And then there's something called business flex, which is €4,000.
Okay, cool. We won't be doing that, but now we got this.
Before I go, and this is something with certain airlines, and I've been tempted to do this, they send you an email maybe a week out before the flight saying, hey, there's some business class seats available. Would you like to bid?
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard about that before. There's a bit of bidding that goes on.
That's
and
cool.
They set the bid at a minimum of €300.
Right. How much would you bid?
I've never thought about it.
I'd bid £500.
I think
I'm such a cheapskate. I couldn't justify that.
Well, that's the thing, because 7-hour flight.
Adding
it's £500 by two
for an experience, though.
Yeah.
Guys, speaking of
maybe once in my life.
Speaking of flights, I have a pair of Prada sunglasses. They're not real; they're fake. But I was on the way back on the plane yesterday, and literally, I was driving down the M50, and I turned to Emma and went, "Ah, me glasses are on the plane."
No.
And she was like, "I was like, yeah, I know exactly where they are. I put them in the little cupboard, like the little pouch in front of me." And I was, she was like, get onto them and see. So I sent the email off. Do you remember a few weeks ago on the show we were talking about the lost and found department at Dublin Airport?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I contacted Aer Lingus. And it's interesting. I just said, this is the seat I was in. You have to like fill out like what is the description, blah, blah, blah. And they replied to me being like, this is on file now. This is the delivery address you provided. I was like, this is such a great service. Just the second of an email. Unfortunately, at this time, we do not have any item that matches the description provided. Maybe I need to go back and say fake Prada sunglasses.
Yeah,
I just said Prada sunglasses, like black in colour or whatever.
That's weird because I'm like, did nobody check? Like, they're currently just still sitting in the pouch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this day, or maybe someone picked them up.
I'd say someone picked them up.
There's some Aer Lingus cabin crew going around with a lovely... I know, my joke. Not accusing anyone in Aer Lingus of robbing.
But I don't think the cabin crew go through each pocket, each flight, do they? That'd be take fucking ages.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'd say probably someone just comes in.
The end of the day.
All right, well, no fake Prada glasses for me this summer.
Boo.
Bye.
See ya.
Spin Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up.
Rise and shine.
Hello there. It is Friday, and not just any Friday, the Friday of a bank holiday weekend.
Oh my God, I forgot about
that. And not just any bank holiday, the June bank holiday weekend.
The big one.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I have such fond memories of the June bank holiday weekend.
Is it always
I think it's
for
the best one?
Is it always forbidden fruit?
I'm not sure.
On the June bank holiday weekend.
It has been anyways.
Forbidden fruit's always kind of the launch of summer, isn't it?
It really is.
Launch of festivals and
there
stuff.
So,
every year for years, we've always done that garden party I was telling you about across this weekend. And I have to say, the weather has never let us down.
Oh, don't say
It looks good.
It looks good.
It looks so good.
Do you know what's annoying in this world in terms of like crimes that are crimes? Trespassing.
Okay.
I really wanted to trespass last night.
Okay. Do tell.
The reason I did was... It was about 11:30 and there was a dog that just started barking and started barking so bad that I was like trying to sleep and I was timing it. The dog would get into this spate of barking every 3 seconds. There'd be 3 seconds of calm and you'd be like, okay, he's fine now. 3 seconds. I was like, I know where that dog is. I don't know what that dog needs. If I could just hop over two walls,
yeah.
I could say, you all right, pal? What's going on? Do you need to get in? Will I give a knock, knock, knock there?
I'll open the door.
Will I let your pals know inside that you probably should go in at this stage? Where yeah. I can wake
that would
up
be
the whole
really
estate.
Funny if he was barking for 10 minutes and then you rang the doorbell and they'd be like, did the dog just ring the doorbell?
I was like, it's so annoying that dog is right there. But me hopping that wall is trespassing onto private property.
And him barking all night is not a crime.
It's a name.
Exactly.
Should be.
Is it in the back garden?
They were in their back garden, which kind of falls into back garden. So like they're...
Yeah, you can't really go into a back garden. You can go into a front garden easy enough. You can't go into a back garden.
Is that the rules of trespassing?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure like the front garden has an opening you can just walk in. Do you know what I mean? To knock on the door.
I know, but my access to that would have been hop my back wall, then hop their back wall, and then I'm there. I know where the dog is.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
I'm
we are like trespassing at that point, sadly.
Anyway,
well, that's what she's saying. She wants to be able to trespass.
Yeah, no.
Just to be able to give him a little robe.
Totally.
Are you all right, pal? What's going on? How long do you reckon this is going to go on for?
Do you mind if I get a few winks?
Any chance?
How long did it go on for?
I was very hot last night. I did close the window, which muted him a little bit, but I eventually just kind of gave in to 3 seconds. 3 seconds.
See, I'd be fine with that. But if one time he did it after 5 seconds, I'd be going mad.
I would throw you.
I need a rhythm.
Yeah. I hear you. It's like when you're sharing a bed with someone, like Emer and I shared a bed or whatever for the time we were in New York. And like you fall into their breathing pattern just if you can't sleep.
Yeah.
So if their breathing pattern changes, you're always like, you're after screwing me now.
I was enjoying the.
I was getting in.
And now it's,
Are you guys okay?
I don't need that in my life.
I totally get it. We're so weird.
Yeah, we're so
very
weird.
Very sensitive.
Yeah. Kicking off with a bank holiday banger, Artemas, and I like the way you kiss me. This is Spin.
Spins Fully Charged with Now.
Stream the new home of tennis live with a Now Sports membership.
This is summer's number one hit music station, Spin 103.8. You're hanging out with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
What's up? Hello. Good morning. Happy Friday, by the way.
Happy feckin'
Friday. God for that.
Oh, I actually feel like crying.
That took ages. That was ridiculous. That was like in the slow cooker.
I'm still like bright and like delighted with life because I'm obviously it's only my second working day of the week. So I hear you.
We've had 17.
I left the studio yesterday and actually, Dave, you'd gone to the loo and come back to the studio and said, there's something really nice in your desk for you. So I couldn't wait any longer. I had to go out and see what was going on. A massive, beautiful, like extra stunning bouquet of flowers. You'd swear I just gotten engaged or something.
Yeah, complete with vase.
I did think that when I was like, did Emer and Emma get engaged in New York when I saw the flowers?
Just to make it clear for people that are new listening, Emer's my housemate. There's no romantic connection there. So I went out and I looked at the flowers and I was like, oh, sure, obviously it's Michaela Hayes.
Of course it is.
Obviously.
A classic Michaela move.
Michaela does the show after us here at Spin. She's on After Us 10. She's very sweet. She's very sentimental. And her big thing in life is making other people feel great. Right?
Yeah, she does do that.
She's really kind to other people. And I've known Michaela for years. And her and another friend of mine teamed up and got me flowers for my birthday. Now, just to say how unnecessary this is, like, it wasn't a big birthday. Do you know what I mean? It was just...
Well, it was big number, wasn't it?
Can we get through a day?
At least I didn't say it this time. I'm really happy with that.
God. Okay, that's it.
No, I won't say anymore.
That's it for a week.
A week?
Anyway, so look, it wasn't even a special birthday. She got me the flowers. Lovely, delighted, right? And I was like, this is just so sweet. But what I found really interesting that was attached to the card was, the flowers, was this absolutely beautiful card. Like, it kind of reminded me of the way I text my friends if I was feeling emotional when I was 15 or something.
Oh, right. Okay.
Just to kind of bring you back. So we know Michaela. She does a show after us. Just as a contrast, this is the voice note that I got from Michaela on my actual birthday last week when I was away, okay?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Lovely, right?
That's our Michaela.
Happy days. Then the realisation, I think, at this point, or no, maybe later.
I hope I didn't give you some sort of eardrum perforation whilst you're in New York. I hope you have the best time.
So that was so lovely. Sweet. And then and a second voice note came through.
Can you please ignore that and replay it again tomorrow morning? Thank you.
She had the wrong day.
She got me a day early, right? Fabulous. So we know what Michaela's like.
Yeah.
Dave, you do a good Michaela impersonation.
Oh my God. Thanks, Emma. Appreciate it.
So I want you to just kind of read out some of the beautiful, beautiful words that were included in this card that were attached to the flowers on my desk yesterday.
Is Michaela okay with you sharing this?
It is kind of personal stuff and it's really loving. So I don't know. Look, she's a kind person.
No, sorry. This is lovely. Okay. Dear Emma, wishing you a very happy birthday filled with love, laughter and all the things that make you smile. As you celebrate another year of life, know that you are loved and cherished by so many, including us. We are grateful to have you in our lives and are blessed to call you a friend. Your kind heart, infectious energy and unwavering support makes you such a special person. We hope this day is just as amazing as you are. Maybe this birthday brings you all the joy and happiness you deserve. Maybe your dreams and aspirations come true and may you continue to shine bright in everything you do. Oh my God, you're an inspiration to us and we are proud to know you.
Okay.
What in God's name, Michaela?
That's extra, isn't it?
Taken it all in, how kind she is and how thoughtful she is. And she ran to me and said, sorry about that little verse that was written by AI.
Oh my God.
That's not like her at all.
Oh my God.
Come to think of it, that it sounds exactly like ChatGPT.
AI, right? So essentially, these online flower companies, which is so sad. Watch out, ladies. If your fella buys your flowers, it might even be his words. You can type in like the relationship status. So friends, birthday from these people and just press off you go.
Oh my God.
And that's what it comes up with. They're not even their words.
Sorry, babe. I'm not good with words.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
Go for it and be careful. And yeah, watch out for those spelling mistakes as well. That might catch them out.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Paul Russell, Little Boo Thang on Spin. Emma, Dave and Aisling with you. Just 20 past 7 now. Hope you're good this morning.
Good morning. So obviously AI has become so popular at the moment and I'm starting to even doubt what's real and what's AI.
Yeah, I was on, it's freaky.
And I consider you pretty good at knowing the distinction.
I would be.
But if you're bad, then we're all screwed.
So I was on YouTube the other day and I was scrolling through YouTube Shorts, which is basically like TikTok. It's just like short videos and you're just, you're scrolling through.
I like YouTube Shorts.
Yeah, they're actually quite fun. Mm. And what came up was a theme song to something. And it wasn't the theme song that I recognised. So the theme song was Fairly Odd Parents.
Fairly Odd Parents.
Exactly. If you don't know what it sounds like this.
Fairly Odd Parents.
So obviously that's Fairly Odd Parents. Very, very good, right?
Loved that show.
Very, very good. This new show that I'm after, this new thing I'm after seeing was, I thought, like maybe an AI version. No. They redid the Fairly Odd Parents. It's a new show. It's called A New Wish. It came out this year and it's basically, it surrounds, instead of Timmy, it surrounds a girl called Hazel and she moves into a new house and next door neighbours are Cosmo and Wanda. And the new theme song sounds like this.
Once a week.
Slowly curly things.
Weird.
Like Jason Derulo singing the original version.
I thought it was like an almost emo version of the OG.
Yeah, a bit
of
that.
It's so weird.
It's not horrendous, but nah, the other one had just had such a bang.
Yeah.
I actually agree, it's not horrendous. Yeah. I did quite enjoy it, but then I was kind of going on to, I was like, have they done other shows? I was like, what are they doing other shows for? Can we all cast our minds back to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
did it again in 2018, and the new one is bizarre. It sounds like this. Leonardo, the leader in blue, does anything it takes to get his dentures through. Donatello
is a fellow, has a way with machines. Raphael's got hats. Sorry, is that Eminem?
I don't know what's going on.
It's an Eminem wannabe anyway. Yeah.
They do come back in with the, you know, turtles in a half shell, turtle power and things like that. But it's just a weird chorus and things like that. The other one I found that they've outdone was this one.
Thus, the Powerpuff Girls were born. Using their ultra superpowers, Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup have dedicated their lives to fighting crime and the forces of evil.
So can we all agree that last bit, that and that was kind of the only theme song of Powerpuff Girls? There was no sing-along.
Yeah, as I was listening to that there, I was like, I'm waiting for the song, but I can't think of
anything. Yeah, there isn't really a song.
Okay. I don't think there was. In fact, it wasn't the most kind opening to Powerpuff Girls.
Probably not.
No.
But then they've remade Powerpuff Girls. They decided to put a theme song, and I do not like it at all.
Thus, the Powerpuff Girls were born.
Who's got the power? We got the power.
I think we could have come up with something better than that.
I completely agree.
Little Mix could have something to say about that. Yeah. We got the power.
So stop making TV shows. Stop making new versions of old TV shows. And if you do, leave it at the same theme song.
Use the same
up
theme
until
song.
2018, I'm still so sad that I stopped. Oh, I've no idea where I left off. I was such a stan of Home and Away. Never gave up on it. Kept going all the way through. When everyone else had got bored of it, I kept going, kept going. But that theme tune was the most interchangeable theme tune of any show I've ever known.
It's not just Home and Away.
No, that's the OG.
Oh.
But it changes all the time. Sometimes you'd have a choir, sometimes it'd be half rapped, sometimes it would just be a singular vocal, sometimes it would be slowed down, sometimes it would be quickened up. You never knew what you were going to get from that show. It was wild.
They're just trying to get that audience back.
Yeah.
What would they like this time? Rap?
Keep them relevant. Yeah. Here is Switch Disco Rehab and Sam Feld. It's called Sleep Tonight. You're on Spin. Emma, Dave and Aisling with you. Spin.
Ready to clap? Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Hell yeah, don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. I'll ask you something like name a town in North County Dublin, and you'll hear three beeps. Answer on the third beep. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. So if you say Finglas, and I have Finglas written down, you're out. You're donezo. You get nothing.
You're trying to get into Dave's mind.
Exactly. Everyone you get right, you get an IMC Cinema Pass, and we move on to the next question if you want to do so. There is five up for grabs. You could be going home with five IMC Cinema Passes today. If you say something that's not in the category, you are also out.
You know, there's a lot of really exciting radio games. I was on the M50 this time last week, going to Dublin Airport exactly at this time. I was on the edge of my seat listening to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down.
Yeah, it's a game that causes a lot of...
It's very exciting.
There's a lot of goosebumps.
So
there's a lot of Jeopardy.
There is.
If you would like to play, message us the word game right now, 087 711 1038. Just the word game in a WhatsApp will do, and you could win five IMC Cinema Passes going into the long bank holiday weekend.
It's been a hefty old week for the IMC Cinema Passes.
It has indeed. If you want to see what a game of Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down is like, Emma and Aisling are going to take part, and this is a lot of fun.
Yay.
So remember, game in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Come on and play and win a five IMC Cinema Passes. Emma and Aisling, are we ready to go?
I don't think I've ever won this. I always get knocked out.
I heard you last week as well.
Yeah,
you got lost.
So I'm ready.
Question number one. Name an o'clock.
11. 3.
I have written down 4 o'clock.
Yes.
You're both
like
correct.
No way he'll think
you're
past
both 10. Still in. Name a luxury brand.
Yves Saint Laurent.
I panicked and said Gucci. I don't know. That's not even. I don't know.
Yeah, it is right. Yeah.
Emma is out. Said Gucci.
Oh, no way!
Emma out. Aisling, name a condiment.
Sweet chili sauce.
I said brown sauce. Very good, very good. Could this be Ash's week where she gets the five? Name a playing card suit.
Clubs.
I have said Diamonds.
Yes. I have the advantage of looking into Dave's soul.
And your final question, there's, Aisling
she's
Bonner.
Staring at him.
Name a colour on the traffic lights.
Oh. Orange.
I have said red.
Finally!
There we go. That is how to play Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave's Written Down. You want to win yourself 5 IMC Cinema Passes? Game in a WhatsApp now. 087 711 1038.
Absolutely obsessed with this. It is such a good summer tune. Sonny Federa, this is called Mine Still. You are on Spin.
Good morning.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
Yep, Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down is quickly becoming the most talked about radio game in the country.
At least the three of us are talking about it.
It's where if you say the same thing I've written down, then you lose. You get nothing. You got to say the opposite of something different than what I have written down. So, who's on to play to win 5 IMC Cinema Passes today?
It's Sean, standing by. How are you, Sean?
How's it going? Yeah, very good.
Oh, are you feeling confident about this morning, Sean?
Playing along, yeah, so.
Does it make you as nervous as it makes me?
Yeah, I think it does.
Sean, I hope you can feel the feeling that I just felt when I won. Don't say the same thing.
It's a good feeling, I'd imagine. Sean, welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. If you win it, you could win up to 5 IMC Cinema Passes. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. You'll hear 3 beeps. Answer on the 3rd beep. If you don't answer or you say the thing in the wrong category, you are out and you get nothing. All makes sense, Sean?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Let's play. Sean, question number 1. Name a US state.
New York.
New York. I've written down Texas.
Ooh. Oh, you're dicing with death there, Sean. I would have said Wyoming.
New York, because you were there on...
Thank you, Sean.
Sean, would you like to play on for a chance to win 2 passes?
Yeah, play on it.
All right, Sean. Name a famous world landmark.
Eiffel Tower.
I have written down Eiffel Tower.
Oh, no!
And just for proof.
Nothing.
Just for
you
proof.
You lose. Good day, sir.
No! Number 2, I have written down Eiffel Tower.
I'm absolutely gutted,
Sean,
man.
I'm so sorry. I'm so,
so
sorry.
I think you might have gone too generic, Sean.
Yeah.
Should have went out of the box.
Yeah, a little bit. Oh, Sean.
I'm sorry, man.
It's a cruel game.
It's a cruel game.
In a cruel world.
Thanks very much.
Better to go out in the second question than the 5th, though.
Yeah, true. Thanks for playing, Sean.
Have a great day, Sean.
Yeah, thanks very much.
I can't think of a single obscure world landmark.
The pyramids.
Taj Mahal, I thought of.
The Sphinx.
The spire.
The Burj Khalifa. The there you go.
Would you have accepted that?
Honestly, if it's anywhere, I would have expected
anything. Yeah, that's true. The spire, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You have a good game in your hands when people are suggesting rules for the game.
That's the opposite of what I think now.
No, I think it means people are invested.
Okay, go on.
Collie has gotten in touch and he says... Each question should have a limited amount of possible answers. So question 1 should have 6 possible answers. Question 2, 5, 3, 4, 4, 3. And then question 5 should only have 2 possible answers.
Yeah, it's very like, tough.
Hard enough for you to come up with the categories.
Yeah, it's hard enough to come up with the questions as opposed to...
That there's only 6 of. Yeah.
But it is a really good idea to have that question 5 is only 1 of 2.
Yeah.
50-50.
A 50-50 kind of kills me. I like the 3.
The jeopardy though. So exciting.
I think 1 of 3 is fair on the last because I love how it goes down. Like in the setup there, the 1 of 3.
Yeah.
Green, amber or red, I think, because like what would you be thinking of? I don't know. Anyway,
Emma, Aisling, true or false?
False.
True.
Emma's out.
For Christ's sake, I feel so much better.
See, you like us then. Yeah, I was trying to get her out. Sorry, Emma.
No, give me another one.
1 or 2?
2.
1.
It's
a great idea. Thanks,
Colin. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Dave.
It's Friday, and it's Friday of a bank holiday weekend.
Thank God for that.
Are we all good?
Yeah.
All good. Feeling dandy. The dandiest, actually.
Wow.
I was out last night with my friends. We went to see our friend's brother performing in the Academy. Oh. Just a sold out two-nighter.
Nice one.
Darren Kiley is his name.
Yeah, Darren Kiley.
Darren Kiley. Watch this brilliant. Space. He's going to be huge, I think. Yeah, he's playing
All right,
in P.
Clip that. The 31st of May, 3 minutes past eight, Darren Kiley's going
to
be huge.
We were listening to Darren Kiley on the way to Electric Picnic last year in the car, Aisling. Yeah. Like, he's whopper. He's huge in the States, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he moved to Nashville to kind of like pursue music, so he lives there. And
oh, very cool.
He's really, really great.
Is that your... what's it called when you're like two bits away from someone really famous?
Degrees of separation. Yes, yeah, that's exactly. It. Yeah. So it was so exciting. Afterwards, we went for a drink in the Grand Social and I met a very interesting man at the bar.
Oh, go on.
He was a Brazilian fella and he worked for Google Maps. And I said, I bloody love Google Maps. Tell me all.
Same.
And he was like, I don't work on Street View though. I work indoors. And I was like, what do you mean? And he's currently working on America and Canada and Google Maps, documenting like what shops and stuff are in like bus stations, train stations, airports.
No way.
Isn't that so cool?
Because sometimes that does get you a little bit lost, because I was relying on it so much when I was away last week. And if something is inside somewhere or upstairs somewhere, like a rooftop,
you might know.
That's where you're like, okay, I'm here, but I don't know where I go now.
Yeah.
You know?
But don't
sometimes
you,
do click into somewhere on Google Maps and it'll be like, have a look inside.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I will. And you can go around.
I don't really think of Google Maps as being indoors, but I love that he was just like, I'm in the indoor department and we're working across America. I was just like, every time I'm in any like bus station in America, I'm going to be like, my man, Gabriel, I think that's his name.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was just like, and then he was like, isn't it crazy that Google Maps is free? And I was like, actually, yes.
Yes. It should be a subscription.
In fact, there's not even any pop-ups.
Hundreds.
Yeah. Ads on it, is there?
No.
Like, I remember growing up when we moved to the countryside and like, honestly, like I would say three times a year, there'd be a knock at the front door. Hi, we're trying to get to this place. Do you have any idea where it
Seriously?
Is?
Seriously?
Yeah. Like people would literally stop in and ask for directions. And like, how did we get anywhere?
Oh my God.
I don't know. People like Gabriel making this world a better place.
Yeah.
Good man, Gabriel.
I feel like you don't really ask for directions anymore.
No, I'm just like, put it into your Google Maps.
Yeah, I have the funniest response if someone ever asks for directions. Oh, you can't get there from here.
And Dave, you're so
That's good.
I love that so much. You can't get there from here. Or where are you coming? Where are you starting from? That's another one.
That's very good. At the golden ticket around the corner here at Spin.
Him music. Now, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emma, Dave, and Aisling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
Ah, lads, it's not long now. It's all kicking off. Festival season getting underway this weekend in Dublin. But looking ahead to Sea Sessions later in June. That's happening in Bundoran.
That's 3 weeks away today, isn't
it? Yeah, three more weekends.
Well, we better hurry up. We're giving away this.
Longitude
tickets.
Then, 2 weeks after that, is it?
No. One week after.
1 week after? My God, that's going to be class. I'm dying to see Doja Cat. And then, naturally, the picnic later on in the season. But a little bit earlier this year than it has been in the past, meaning the ground will be a little bit warmer under our bums.
Exactly.
Very nice.
Which is always nice. If you'd like to get there, you got to win the golden ticket. And that's exactly what Emily aims to do this morning. Whereabouts are you playing this morning, Emily?
We're just in Tesco.
Who's we?
Oh, just me and the work girls.
Oh, very okay, good.
Are you just getting a few pastries for the Friday?
Exactly what we're doing.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
So where is work then for you and the work crew?
Vincent's Hospital.
Oh, very good. Cool. Are you all nurses or doctors or...
Occupational therapist.
Ooh. Very good.
Very nice.
And are you starting your shift or are you mid-shift?
Oh, no, we're only starting.
So you're fueling
but
up.
But it's Friday, so it's all good.
And amazing.
Is it like, are you going into a 12-hour?
Oh, no, just 8.
Right, not too bad.
Now, the life of an OT.
In a position to play the golden ticket in Tesco.
Yes.
Okay, because you can't be distracted by your surroundings. You need to give this a good lash. Okay.
I just love the thought of, sorry, someone's ringing me. Sorry, lads, Spin 103.8 is on the phone to me.
I'm trying to think of what aisle would be quietest at this time. Maybe the toiletries?
Yeah, maybe.
Emily, if you get this golden ticket to three of the biggest music festivals, would you be bringing one of the girls who are with you on the pastry walk?
Yes.
You would
There's
be.
A few now. I'd have to put them in a hat or something.
Yeah, you can right.
choose from.
Yeah, exactly.
So mix them up.
You have six passes.
Let's see if we can get you there. Emily, have you heard this game before?
I've don't really tune in that much now because I'm always cycling to work. So
cool. Good luck. We'll see you later, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Emily, break our hearts.
Break our hearts.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right, Emily. I will explain it to you. This is Emma Dave and Aisling's Golden Ticket. If you guess five songs and artists within 25 seconds, you win a golden ticket to three of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. Let's say if it's a collaboration or something, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We cannot move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Emily?
Okay.
Where are you from?
Tipperary.
Oh, very nice. Emily from Tipperary.
Living in a big smoke.
Living in Dublin.
Just to say, Emily, I know you're in a public place and like the Scarlet's fevers start crawling in. Ignore them and scream out the song so we can hear you, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Dead right. All right, Emily from Tipperary, 25 seconds on the clock. The best of luck. Song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. You can't be scared, I'm an early bird.
It's 10 o'clock before I see
Stop the bus now, Emily.
I thought you were saying swap.
I think she said
like...
stop, did you?
Sorry.
Hosier and I'm too stressed. Sweet. It's all good. We got there. Okay, we've 16.8 seconds left, so it goes to 17 seconds. Four songs to go, and you have that swap as well.
It's doable, Emily. Okay. Scream a little bit faster if you can. Let's go for song two. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. When you hold me.
Ellie Goulding.
Yeah. What's the song called? It's a
different high.
Do you want to swap it? Click, say swap.
Swap.
Oh, thank God.
Sorry.
Oh, I freaked out there. I thought you weren't going to say swap.
Panic by the pastries in Tesco.
It's all happening. We got Ellie Goulding. There was also Calvin Harris on the song, and the song is Miracle. We have swapped it out for a brand new song too. We're back to 17 seconds. Oh, he's giving you the full 17. All right, 17 seconds on the clock.
And Emily, just so for your own peace of mind, you don't have to say stop. Just keep shouting out the title and the artist. Okay? You don't have to say stop.
We'll do the stopping.
We'll do the stopping.
And
song
just remember,
three.
Your swap is gone now, okay?
Yeah, no more swap.
Okay, so no more
swap. Girls, stop laughing at her. She's doing fine.
Let's go for song, a brand new song too. Emily plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Well, your love is worse than cigarettes. Even if I had 20 in my hand. Come on, Emily.
I can't swap. Unhealthy Emery.
Stop the clock.
Nice. Well done, girls.
Yes.
Go on, the girls.
Oh,
all right,
my God.
Yeah, go on, the girls. Right.
Emery and Shania Twain, unhealthy. We got there. All right, we've basically got 7 seconds left and three songs to go.
You're going to have to really speed this up, okay?
Let's go. We have been giving you hints about what song three is this week, so let's see if you were listening.
She doesn't listen.
She'd be on the bike.
I can't, I cycle.
I know. Yeah, it's dangerous to listen to AirPods for anyone. We have to forgive her that.
I mean, she could carry a boombox in the basket.
Yeah, you could.
All right, Emily, we'll be halfway there. If we get song three, it plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I'm doing just
fine now, it's over. Becky Hill.
Yeah. I've been moving on and
living my life.
Just out of time, Emily.
I think it was exactly on the timer.
It was exactly on the timer.
Damn it. Come here.
Oh, God.
Whoever the girl is around you should play the game.
Yeah, not on a Monday. They're way better than you, Emily.
Emily, who's there? Who are the girls helping you?
There's Amy, Ella, and then I have two speech and language therapists.
Very nice. That's unreal. Thank you very much for playing along. I hope you've had fun, did you?
Thanks so much.
Get the
boom
hopefully
box.
Next time.
Yeah, I will.
Good luck, guys. Bye. See you later.
Bye. Thanks so much.
Bye,
guys.
Bye. Just the idea of Emily on her way to work in, like, you know, one of those cute bicycles with, like, the basket on the front.
with the boom box in the front.
And the basket and a boom box.
And a few croissants.
A few pan au chocolat.
Dear.
If you want to play on Monday, you need to get in touch right now. The countdown well and truly on until these festivals. We need to get this gone. Golden in a WhatsApp. 087-711-103. Yes, Monday is a bank holiday. Tuesday, my bad.
It'll be June next week, for God's sake. Oh, yeah. We have to get rid.
087-711-103. What's the crack, lads? What are we saying about song three? Is Becky Hill gone now?
I think she kind of got it on the end. So Becky's out now.
All right. Back to standard playing field then. Get in touch. And come on, would you win it? And have a ball this summer. Make loads of memories. Get a little Polaroid camera.
Oh my God, such a loser.
Here's Taylor Swift. Fortnite on Spin. I was supposed
to be Spin's fully charged.
Pink Panthers Ice Spice, Boy's a Liar Part 2 on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Summer's number one at Music Station.
What's
this
going
is Spin.
On?
What's the crack?
Morning. I met my friend recently. It was her birthday and she's a doctor and she's from Cork. So she was telling me that the hospital that she works in, Cork University Hospital, has its own radio station and they kind of like do shout outs for the patients in the wards and he can text in requests and it plays around the hospital. And I thought this was such a good idea.
I love that.
And I told you guys and you said loads of hospitals have radio stations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just think every workplace should have a designated radio station.
Obviously Spin is the default.
Yeah.
But like for the people who work in that industry or that workplace or whatever. Yeah. And I said surely it can't just be hospitals. So I was flicking around on the dial. I was spinning the old-fashioned dial.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I came across a radio station that is for librarians.
No
and
way.
People who go to the library.
You found one?
I found one. I've got a little snippet of it. It's called Whisht FM.
Wow.
It sounds like this. The Pussycat Dolls and Hush, Hush, Shh, Shh. You're very welcome to the programme this morning on Whisht FM, Summer's Hit Literary Station. Okay, and it's time for Return to Sender to check what are you returning to the library today? And Julie's on the line. Julie, tell us, what are you bringing back to us today?
Hi, Mary. Hang on. Julie, shut up, Daniel. I'll be returning Sally Rooney's Normal People.
I will try Finn, I suppose. Finn, what are you returning today?
Hi, Mary. I'm just out on the site today. I had a lovely read of Pride and Prejudice this past.
Okay, moving on. Late on their returns this week are Pauline O'Brien of 18 Claremont Crescent and Father Jimmy, who's late returning The Da Vinci Code. 30 books to be won on the Whisht machine this afternoon. We'll give you that full page total next. But first, The Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I can't believe you found it.
I know, mad. It was so really cool. Deep in the medium waves.
Do you know what? I was flicking between AM and FM as well the other day after you were saying this. And I actually came across this radio station that is specifically for electricians that work in Dublin City and County.
Are you serious?
It's bizarre. I found it deep within, as you said, on the dial.
Can we tune it in?
It's called Voltage FM.
Brilliant name.
Right, listen to it. Here on Voltage FM, that is Afrojack and The Spark. Welcome back. Special shouts to Caroline, who's been on, and her team of apprentices. They've just finished wiring an estate in City West. They're just about to light it up. Nice one. Shout to James, who's absolutely smashing his Friday after finding a hash brown in his Snickers pants. Oh, and a special request in for Kev this afternoon. He's on site in Northwall Quay, looking for someone in the area. If you're around to spin him up an AC fuse, do the lad a favour. That's what we do here at Voltage FM. And Kev, you've just inspired me to stick on a bit of Fuse ODG. That's on the way. First, our most played track here on the station. It's Dua Lipa and Electricity.
Lit over Voltage
great,
FM.
Great station. Lit it's lit over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
Really? It's so bizarre that we were all managed to be like flicking through radio stations because I was over at St. Vincent's Hospital there the other day and I was just tuning in and apparently just right there in the hospital they have their own hospital radio but they have their own department hospital radio.
Well, that's
specific.
Going deep.
They have specific hospital department radio. A&E radio.
No
and
way.
And the station is called A&E 87.3.
No.
This is what I'll just tune into it now. Hold on.
A&E 87.3.
Hey, good morning. You're on A&E 87.3. Coming up music wise for those who have just arrived while you wait. Yeah, that's on the way. Good morning to that woman who's just rolled in with an axe in her foot. Ouch.
I need somebody.
Yeah, we got that playing in 5 minutes. All that and more coming up on A&E 87.3, including your chance to win a hospital bed for the night on our crash machine. First, though, especially for that dude in the corner who looks like he's been hit by an airplane, it's the Bee Gees on 87.3. This is Staying Alive.
A&E 87.3.
You can tell by the way I use my walk, I'm a woman's man.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Big deep breath, please.
Because it's going to get crazy. This is the shortest quiz.
Can't
we're
release the breath.
Bring as many people as possible and give away as many... Oh, sorry, have you not released your breath?
Release your breath.
Oh, thank God.
You okay?
Yeah, it's a bit lightheaded.
Sorry, I forgot to tell it.
Oh my God, we could have had a dead presenter on our hands right before the shortest quiz. How bad?
You didn't tell me to breathe out.
I'm so sorry. Okay, extremely short questions, extremely short answers, all because of an idea we had in 2022 to play a very short quiz on the shortest day of the year. And here we are.
It was too good to make it once a year, so we play it on the last Friday of every month.
A reminder, if your phone rings, please turn your radio down in the background or it sounds like muck. Let's go. We're looking for you, Kaylee. Kaylee, you're on to play the shortest quiz. Question number one. Zoo animal.
Monkey.
Yay. Yay.
Very good.
Well done, Kaylee. Talk to you later.
Bye, Kaylee. You've just won IMC Cinema Pass. See you later. Got a blast.
We're after you now, Rachel. Your number ends in 40.
Come on, Rachel.
Oh. Rachel, you're on spin to play the shortest quiz. Welcome.
Good morning, Rachel.
Hello.
Rachel, do a tiger noise. Oh, I got the ick from you, Rachel.
It was a bit lion-y. What do you think?
Congratulations. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you.
Bye, Rachel.
Thank you.
Bye, Rachel.
Alex, we're looking for you now. 89 is the last two digits of your number. Hi, Alex. You're on to play the shortest quiz.
Yo.
Alex, welcome. Name a spice.
A spice?
Yeah.
Chili.
Sure.
Chili, grand chili. Yeah, I'll take it.
It'll do. You're going to the cinema. Bye, Alex. Have a great weekend.
See you, Alex.
Bye.
Gotta go. All right, Carl, we're after you now. Your number ends in 7-2.
On there, Carl.
Funny, we had Alex and then Carl. Alex and Carl are my two best mates.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Maybe it's them.
Hello.
Carl, good morning. You're on spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Morning, Carl.
Morning.
Carl, fizzy drink, question mark.
Club lemon.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a bizarre one.
Exotic.
Exotic is right.
I like a bit of fizzy orange myself.
I like Carl.
Cheers, Carl.
Two more.
Oh my God, it's going by so quickly. I'm having so much fun.
Scream if you want to go faster.
Kieran, you're on spin. Good morning. Beep beep to you too.
Morning, Kieran.
Morning.
Did you just beep for us, Kieran?
No.
Okay.
Kieran, name something smelly.
My missus.
She's not going to be happy with that at all. But luckily for you, we don't know who she is.
Scandal on the shortest quiz.
Congratulations, you and the smelly missus are off to the cinema.
Thank you.
Bye.
Last one for now.
Now.
Matthew, where are you? Your number ends in 8-8.
Hello.
Hello, Matthew.
Matthew,
welcome.
In with a bang. You're on to play the shortest quiz.
Yeah, in with a bang.
All right. How many fingers?
Sorry?
That's it. How many fingers?
Yeah, go ahead.
How many fingers?
Oh,
what?
Sure. I was looking for 10.
See ya, Matthew. You've just won IMC Cinema Passes somehow, Matthew.
Oh, get him!
Bye, Matthew!
And your terrible microphone.
Bye. All right.
We don't know. Matthew might have only had one finger.
Yeah, of course.
It's an objective
question.
Maybe
he was giving you the finger.
Maybe. Oh, my God.
Maybe.
He just totally dissed me, didn't he? What a genius.
One to you.
Will we go again?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Absolutely.
Let's go again. It's Friday of a Banker. Let's give away as many as we possibly can. 087-711-1038. Drop us over the word short now, please.
First, though, could we play Badger? Would that be okay with anyone?
I think I'd be totally fine.
Can we play
really
Badger?
Vibing with a bit of Badger.
Here's Badger on spin. Oh, we did it. We played a bit of Badger.
Can we get back to the shortest quiz now?
Of course we can.
This is great. I love a Friday.
You're on Summer's Number One at Music Station. This is Spin.
Dave's just getting everything he wants.
Oh, yeah.
At the moment.
It's great.
This is the shortest quiz. We play it on the last Friday of every month. We ask you extremely short questions. You give us very quick, snappy answers. And we give you a pair of IMC Cinema Passes. It's crazy.
It's very fun.
A lot of fun.
It's time to crack on. Round number two. If your phone starts ringing, please turn the radio down in the background. Let's go. Off we go. We are looking for you, Tara. Your number ends in 8-4. Tara, you're on to play the shortest quiz. What's the crack?
Morning, Tara.
Hi.
Welcome. Hi, Tara.
Tara, why chicken cross road?
Get to the other side.
Yay!
Congratulations, Tara. You've just won IMC Cinema Passes.
Great, thank you.
Bye. Looking for you now, Jonah. Your number ends in 0-1. Jonah, what's the crack? You're on to play the shortest quiz.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Jonah, Ariana who?
Ariana who?
Yes, Ariana who?
Ariana who?
Ariana Grande.
Yeah, yup, Ariana. God, took you a while there, Jonah.
Have a great weekend.
I was driving, so I couldn't hear it properly. properly. Sorry, guys.
There's a lot going on. It's all good.
You're off to the cinema. See you later, Jonah.
Bye. Looking for you now, Paul. Your number ends in 55.
Oh.
Well, Paul, you're on spin.
Hi, Paul. Here's your question. What's your ma's name?
Yeah. Anita.
Anita.
Yay.
Has that written
we
down?
We have no idea if that's
well
wrong.
Done. Right.
Thanks very much. Well nice done. One. You're going to the cinema.
You've got
thank
our
you
cinema passes. See you
thank
later.
Thank you. Bye.
Brandon, we're after you now. Your number ends in 04.
Hello.
What's up, Brandon? You're on spin.
You're on to play the shortest quiz. Brandon, are you ready to play?
I am.
All right, finish the lyric. Sweet Caroline.
Yeah!
Ah, we'll give it to you, sir.
I was more looking for a dun, dun, dun,
dun. That's what I was looking for.
I was happy with that.
We'll give
done
it to you, Brandon. IMC Cinema passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Thanks very much.
Hello, Alana.
Hi.
You're on spin.
Hi.
All right, Alana. Crow noise.
That actually is quite good.
Really good.
That's quite good, Alana.
I love it.
Nice one, Alana. You're off to the cinema. Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
Have a great weekend.
Two more.
Laura, this is you on 05. Laura, you're on spin.
Hi.
Laura, where's the spire?
Town.
Yes.
Town. Sure. Dead right.
Well done, Laura. You're going to the cinema. Bye-bye.
See you, Laura.
Last player.
Oh, we all know what the question is, lads.
Oh, we got to do it.
Of course. Sean, we're after you. Your number ends in 01. Hi. Welcome, Sean.
Hiya, Sean.
Hello.
How are you? You're on to play the shortest quiz. Are you ready to play?
I am.
You're the last player. That means only one thing. Sean.
Do a sneeze.
Achoo!
Very good,
nice Sean.
Sean. You got IMC Cinema passes. Congratulations. Have a great
lovely
day.
Enjoy your weekend.
Cheers, guys. You too.
Bye-bye.
Another successful round of the curly quiz, I was going to say, of the shortest quiz. Well done, all.
Enjoyable.
IMC,
can we play Sabrina Carpenter now? Okay, I'm going to stop that now.
Here's Espresso. This is Spin.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Love. Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso on Spin.
Such I was a big
just
fan of that.
Thinking, yeah, so good.
So good.
I'm never going to get sick of that song.
I don't think so either.
No, definitely not. I was just thinking there about something my friend told me last night. We were at her brother's gig. Darren Kiley is his name. He's big on TikTok and he's kind of making it big.
Oh, he's
music
class
scene.
Yeah, check him out.
So definitely good. But she told me that he has been sent so much clothes since he started like getting big or whatever. She's
from
like
brands
I
or
swear,
from like girls.
Yeah, just brands.
Oh right.
Yeah,
okay.
From girls.
From girls.
Yeah, but like you know
what?
The way you know the way like when Drake is on stage he gets like thrown bras.
Yeah, no, like these are just wearable clothes.
Right. Okay.
And she was just like, I have never seen so much clothes, like he's giving it away. And just as Sabrina Carpenter was playing there, I was just like, oh my God, how much clothes does she get?
Oh,
can you imagine?
Because she's like a little mannequin. She's a little doll.
She'd wear
anything
and look great
and look amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, she must have so much clothes.
But I always wonder that with the likes of, say, the Kardashians. I was actually watching a bit of that last night because the new season is out. And I was like, how did the brands even get to them?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think it's a hit and miss. I think it's literally just throwing things to see what sticks.
Do you remember Coco Brown got to Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, they did actually.
Coco Brown tan,
got
sent to Kim K.
But I wonder, you know the way like their dress probably is findable? Like,
yeah.
I presume the postman can't say or postwoman can't say, oh, sorry, she's out the door, I can't. Like,
yeah.
If you send something to them, do they have to? We should send a little leaflet of our show or something.
Yeah, well, or people could send us clothes.
Yeah.
I could do it more clothes.
Oh, yeah.
I've loads of room in my wardrobe. Marconi House, Diggs Lane.
Dublin 2.
Ashley, any clothes.
Ashley, you can't use your platform to do this.
Well, it's D02TD60.
Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Hello. We're getting closer to the weekend by the hour. What's the crack?
Thank God for that.
Thanks.
Longest week ever. You don't get to experience this, Emma, because you were just back from New York, obviously.
Yeah.
But my God,
trust
that was a long
us,
week.
It was long.
Speaking of being just back from New York, it's going to be a very penny pinching month.
Uh oh.
Okay. I'll say that, and I say that as
Spenny, will it? Or it has been spenny.
Oh, it's been so spenny, now we're penny pinching.
Yeah.
We're gone from spenny to penny very quick. Okay?
I got excited the other day because I was like, oh my God, we got paid this week. And then I was like, oh no, that was last week.
And there's
really bad.
3 long weeks to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to go on holidays. And,
man. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Listen, when we booked the trip, I was like, oh my God, I'm leaving on payday. This is brilliant. No, it's not. It's not brilliant.
Yeah, that's actually
it's
the worst.
It's terrible. And obviously, look, it's very expensive. Anyway, point being, last night, I was rooting around the fridge. Like, I was like, all right, what's left? I can't even be dealing with a grocery shop now. What do we even have here to deal with? And when I say there was like two leeks, a few spuds, onions, oh, and a few carrots.
Boom.
But
I know what you're going to make.
Obviously, I'm going to make soup, right? Oh, it's right there in front of me.
Yeah.
But like, I was cutting the bad bits off the top of the leeks.
Yeah.
Like, they were gone bad. Oh. You know, so yeah. I was using it with some dodgy stuff. Right? Okay. And that's kind of the point we're at now, that I made a massive pot. But literally, it was almost like, cucumber, throw it in. Whatever's in the fridge. Like, on the verge of going, bit of yogurt? No, that's
cheese?
Too weird.
Yeah. Fine.
Whatever, throw it in.
Oh my God.
And just make
awful.
It up and then freeze it. And then, like, you know, just try and utilize what's left or whatever, and not waste, because that is where we're at. And then, do you know when you have like the contrast of that an hour later, and you can both see here my nails. How bad are my nails?
They're pretty...
Yeah, they're pretty bad. So I got my nails done well over a month ago. It's high time I get them done. And I was like, oh, Jesus, another 50 quid. God, I got, you know, this kind of like, oh, God, and it needs to be done now.
Yeah.
Because like one of them, like, sorry, eight of them are long. Three of them are two of them are stubs now at this stage, yeah. I don't have 11 fingers. And I was online last night, and the place I get my nails done, 1 minute ago, they had posted this. 1 minute ago. Looking for nail models tomorrow. Here are the available times. I was like, I can do 11:30, 2:30, or 4:30. And I straight away sent it back in there, like, you're in for 4:30. I was like, woo!
What does that mean? What does that mean?
It means that it's free.
Class.
Amazing.
Unbelievable.
I was literally like, and straight away they're like locked in at 4:30, say that you're a nail thing. And I was
so
like,
funny.
50 quid.
While you're
pockets.
Drinking absolute muck
honestly,
soup.
You should start doing them scientific little injections to see what happens to you. I think you get good money off that too.
clinical trials.
True. Spins fully charged. Recharged. Big day here for Spin, launching a brand new Friday night residency. Woo! This evening from 6:00. Mm-hmm. You might say it's a bit of a new era for the Friday night residency. In the past, hosted by the likes of Joel Corry, Nathan Daw, and Belters Only. It's a big gig, and it's being handed over to these guys.
Hey Spin, what's up? I'm Ben.
I'm Lee Carl,
and we are New Era.
Good morning, you're listening to Spin. You're here with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Morning.
And we're joined in studio this morning with Ben and Carl from New Era. Woo. Welcome, guys.
Yes. Thanks very much for having us.
Thanks, William, for popping into us this morning. It's an exciting time, not just for you guys, but for us here at Spin, as you are next in line and taking over the Friday night residency here.
A lot of pressure,
Welcome to the gang.
When you look at the likes of Belters Only, Joel Corry, obviously we've had Nathan Daw and the brilliant Jen Payne ahead on this lot. It's a big moment for you guys.
Yeah, exactly. We're only in 6 months, so yeah, being in with these big names, very grateful and yeah,
very excited.
Speaking of you two young fellas, how did you guys meet? And because you say you're only 6 months in, and
it's a funny story now.
Go on.
Time, lads. Go on.
Originally, I was on TikTok Live. I was in the lockdown. So what's that, 4 years back now?
Yeah, 4 years ago.
And Carl was only starting producing. And I remember I had about nearly 1,000 people on. And Carl was
I commented, will you stick my new tune on? It's out on SoundCloud. And
a grafter. I like a grafter.
Respect the hustle. So I said, well, bang it on there, yeah. Get up on one of his tunes. And that's how I didn't actually like remember him around from that. But then Carl was a little fanboy as well. You know? We're at Longitude there. This is actually a mad story. It was last summer. He got a picture of me.
And now Kyle did?
Yeah.
Last summer.
The one just gone.
That's crazy.
This summer we're playing together at Longitude, so.
Yeah. Oh my God, stop.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
unreal.
Funny. Yeah.
So after he came up and took the photo, you were like, you're the guy who commented. You obviously listened to the song.
No, it goes further.
So then we were in Pyra Studios, and Ben was in the DJ room, I was in the production room, and I didn't have any headphones. So I was knocking around the rooms.
I got after again.
I got my headphones to record vocals, and Ben opened the door. I was like, no way.
You again.
It's you again.
I love that.
It was fate, guys.
Yeah.
You
could say that.
You could say. And then months later, our manager brought us together properly. And
yeah, that was it.
Unreal.
Yeah.
So obviously you mentioned about social media, and your first kind of interaction was on TikTok. Your both massive on TikTok now. Carl, you've a bit of work to do.
Oh no, I'm a bit catching up today, but I'm getting there.
7,000 followers, I see. Ben, you're well over 700,000 followers. So
I mean, he's only 16.
Yeah, he's only 16. That's
87,000, unreal.
I am, but compared to Ben now. it's more you I'm speaking to here now, Ben. And I'm only joking, but I'm kind of on the path to TikTok stardom. I had one very successful TikTok recently, 2.3 million views.
Nice.
But I'm on the path of a very difficult second album kind of at the moment. It's not hitting for me anymore. So I wonder, have you any advice on going viral on TikTok? Either of you?
Yeah, rinse and repeat, really. Like, what video got you 2.3 million?
It was a video of me not realising that the behind-the-scenes mode of my B-reel was on, and I was, like, adjusting myself, taking photos. So it was kind of a one-time thing.
Okay,
You did a part two.
I did a part two, and it didn't take off.
Right. Yeah, I would have definitely tried the part two, and then I would have looked at what time you posted it.
Okay.
What day was it?
Right.
What sound did you use?
What sound did you use?
And how consistent they are posting every day?
Not very much, no.
Well, I heard if you use any weird attraction on TikTok,
they just boom, go through the room.
So I should use Birds in the Sky maybe as my sound.
Or the remix. Any other remix.
Before I even realised that you guys were from Dublin or anything, I used your Birds in the Sky on my Thailand holiday reel. It works quite well.
Thanks for that.
Take off.
Speaking of remixes, obviously we've had James Doyle, Protein Bar Guy, did a little bit of a parody of the song. No birds in the sky because they're all in my car.
All in my car.
Sounds like this.
There's no birds in the sky because they're all in my car. Slam to the floor, a Ricky Bora from 2004. If you want some green diesel, I'm the man for ye, I'm lethal.
There's no birds in the sky because they're all in my car is my favourite line from any song ever. Is there someone else you would have loved to do a parody of the song or a remix of it? Obviously, maybe even like Aaron Noon or...
To be honest, I don't think anyone else could have done what Mr. Protein Bar James Doyle did himself.
In the time we done it, you didn't plan that.
Like, listen, it was lashing rain one day and Ben picked me up and he goes, oh yeah, James Doyle is in the studio. I said, James Doyle? What's he doing in the studio? And he goes, oh, he wants to do a verse on Birds in the Sky. And he's never rapped before.
Yeah,
like, 40 minutes.
And
all
we go into the studio and he's just sitting on the couch. He goes, right, after 5 minutes into the build, the whole verse done.
Are you creasing yourselves?
We were shocked. Remember,
we were just like,
the flow you had in all of
it. Usually, you know, rappers, you know, they do a few takes and they want to do this part again, but no, done. Gone.
One and done.
Literally. He's a man that gets down to business. Shout out to Protein Boy. Strictly business him.
Yes.
New era, lads. Best luck and, you know, huge success with everything that's to come. And make sure to listen to the lads on Spin every Friday night, Friday Night Residency.
Thank you, everybody,
on Spin. Thanks, lads.
I want to tell you about a very unfortunate woman who was scammed in her sleep.
Oh, dear. No. Was it you?
It wasn't me. No. It was a woman called Kelly Nipes.
Cool.
K-N-I-P-E-S.
What?
I've never seen such a surname.
Mm.
Kelly Nipes. She got a text in the night saying she was owed £400 from the government to help her with her bills. It was a scam text, but in her sleep, she picked up her phone, read it, and input all of her bank details.
No.
Sugar.
She woke up the next morning, £250 had been taken out of her account. I would say not as bad as it could have been.
No, not bad at all.
£250.
God, the scam texts are out of control.
Isn't it crazy?
Like, every time I just open my SMS messages, like, every second text, it's like either a missed call, your parcel's on the way, or a genuine scam text.
And the parcel's on the way ones are half them are fake as well.
Sometimes you don't know if they're legit or not.
Yeah. So she cancelled all her cards and all the rest. They tried, like, five more times to take money off her, but they couldn't then. But this woman has a problem with doing things in her sleep that are costing her money. So she has a condition called sleep apnea.
Mm.
That's just our fellow producer, Callum, here. And it's a condition where your breathing kind of stops and starts several times throughout the night.
Yeah.
And it's caused her to have parasomnia, which is another kind of sleep disorder. And that's what causes, like, sleepwalking, sleep talking, sleep paralysis, and all those things. And previously she has spent up to £3,000 on online sleep shopping.
Oh my God.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So she's bought, like, Haribo sweets. Okay, only two things were listed in this article and I thought it was quite random. It was like, she's bought the likes of Haribo sweets and a basketball court.
basketball court.
That's the only examples given of what she's.
That's a lot of money, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
A basketball court.
So, like, £3 or multiple months. Yeah,
it's like one of those things you see on, like, like AliExpress type vibes. You know what I mean? When you're on Facebook and it's like AliExpress ad and it's like €9,999 and you'll get this and it's like a house. And you're like, how are you? How do you buy a basketball court
or is it just two hoops? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. How am I getting this delivered?
It's worrying though, because I was telling you this recently and I told you when it first happened on the show that I was never a sleepwalker, and there's been a couple of examples of that from legitimate sources like lately that apparently I'm doing a bit of sleepwalking, which isn't good. But I too have been a victim of shopping in my sleep. I did once and once only, thankfully. And this was, do you know the pair, the red Adidas trousers, made a big point about?
Yes.
They're kind of flary.
Because they're flary and they were £120. Horrible. But you know what it was? I was like half asleep, 3 o'clock in the morning. Obviously opened Instagram, saw an ad for them. Apple Pay. All I had to do was double tap. Sure, that was it. Job done.
No way.
All I had to do was double tap.
And didn't they arrive and you were like, I didn't order these?
I literally arrived. They were literally sitting in my house at home and I was like, I didn't order them.
That's so
like,
funny.
Why did they send me them? And then I checked my emails and like 3:20 a.m. I bought them like 2 weeks previously or something. I was like,
yeah.
Honestly,
it's so freaky.
Do you often shop online?
Yeah.
I never shop online.
Like,
do you know?
Never, ever, ever. Oh. I think this would only happen to people who chronically shop online.
Yeah, if you're always online.
If you're used to it.
It's like muscle memory then.
But it's almost like, true. But also if you've Apple Pay and anything pops up and you click into it, it is quite easy to do.
Yeah. I think I told you this before on the show, but it's a bit of a long connection. Boyfriend's cousin's wife. Anyway, girl I know.
Someone you know.
She had this issue a few years ago. It was like a spell of about 2 months. I think she was really, really stressed out at work. And she kept buying stuff online in her sleep. Stop. But she was buying the maddest stuff. She bought a cello.
What?
Oh. She doesn't play the cello. She bought a Valentino gown and like cost thousands.
See, that's what gets me. It's the cello. Unless that's I'm using the example of an Instagram ad.
Yeah.
Is she then in her sleep also Googling cellos?
Oh, I think she just like looked up cello. She, she adopted a rhino baby in Africa.
Wow.
And there are worse things you could do.
Yeah, that's actually quite benevolent. Bought loads of flowers. All these flowers start arriving to the house. Crazy stuff you can do in your sleep. I'm so glad I don't have that.
Yeah, I know. You'd almost need to like lock your phone in a drawer or something.
Yeah.
Away from you. But remember I was telling you I'm going to be wearing those Adidas pants till the day I die.
But you'd know how to get it out of the drawer. That's the only thing.
Because you put it in there.
That's true.
You'd have to get someone around you to hide your phone till the morning
night,
and get one of those old school physical alarms.
Nightmare.
I have one of them. Spins fully charged. Recharged. Ah, lads, one more tune.
You almost forgot, Emma.
I almost forgot.
Silly Billy.
Important stuff goes on in One More Tune every Friday, but especially on the Friday of a bank holiday weekend.
Oh, yes. Extra important to get the win.
It slaps a little bit different. We get offended more and more. Whenever we don't have a win for a while, we get really sad.
Yep. Yeah.
But that's not your problem. Your problem is to vote for the song you want to hear the most on One More Tune. Will it be my choice, Dave's choice, or Aisling's choice? And the winning song will play to close the show and launch the weekend officially on Spin. So,
arguably one of the best weekends of the year.
Yeah.
The June holiday weekend. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. You, for the rest of the weekend, should hopefully have whatever song wins in your mind, okay? To celebrate. The stakes are really high today. I'm really nervous.
I'm shaking.
This is what I'm going for. This, I have to give credit to Emma, who was on with us yesterday playing One Foot in the Rave. She incorrectly guessed this song as the winner. And I went, oh, Emma, darling, you have just handed me my One More Tune on a plate. I love it. Cash, cash and Take Me Home. If you want to hear it in full, get in touch right now, please. It's Emma in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
A fantastic song. I will give you that, Emma. However, I have gone for this. Wonder from Of Monsters and Men, that is called Little Talks. I still remember the very first time I ever heard this tune. I love it so much. If you wanted to play as the last song of the show and to kick off the weekend, it is Dave in a WhatsApp, 087 711 1038.
It's stiff competition this week, but I think I've gone for a banger myself. I've gone for this. I push my car into the bridge. I don't
care. I love it. Woo! It's a strong week, lads.
Lads, the sun is shining. It is the Friday of a long weekend. You could roll down the windows, blast this and do a lot worse. It's Icoda Pop. I love it. And I know you do too. If you wanted to play in full, it's Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Oh, it's a tough one. I'm going for Cash Cash and Take Me Home. Emma in a WhatsApp now, please.
I've gone for Of Monsters and Men, Little Talks. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And I've gone for Icoda Pop. I love it. Aisling to 087 711 1038.
Recharged. 9:43 on a Friday. It means one thing. We are going to get publicly roasted by our producer, Callum.
Hello. What a week it's been. The weather is getting better. It's a long bank holiday weekend. Woo. And Taylor Swift plays her first Aviva gig in 28 days.
Woo.
This is not a drill. 28 days. But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week.
What's he going to do when she's finished?
I don't know, actually.
Countdown when she's
next. Move on, hopefully, with our lives.
Right, it can't all be good things. It is the worst bits of the week. We have to start off with a public apology from myself for talking too much yesterday about the Raheny Garfield. There was a Garfield in Raheny and no one told me about it. Jamie from Jamie and Shireen said, he said to me the other day, Callum, I saw the Garfield Raheny and I was distraught.
Yeah.
Garfield. Is it just a guy in
a Garfield? No, it's Garfield. Raheny. I'm focused on Raheny Garfield.
And that was in the middle of a game of One Foot in the Rave.
Yeah, nothing to do with it.
Very uncool compared to the very cool nature of that game. However,
yeah, I'm just too obsessed by that Monday-hating, lasagna-loving orange cat. Emma returned from her big New York trip yesterday in a singing kind of mood, just not very good singing.
If you're a fan of Post Malone from the likes of Rockstar, I think they're over. Oh,
thank you for that lovely rendition.
Lol.
Aisling lost her leap card at the start of the week and she was getting more and more frustrated with people asking if she'd registered her leap card to her account.
You know, if you haven't registered on the website, you can get all your money back.
I was like, I would have posted it if I had it registered.
So what actually messaged us, be like, I found this leap card on the street. Is it Aisling's?
Yeah.
Had too much money to be Aisling's, unfortunately.
Rich.
And finally, we can put the Emma and Dave dating rumours to bed as there's a new fully charged power couple.
Jaboozy, a bar song. You're on Spin 103.8, partner.
Here we go.
I've never got the ick from myself.
I actually thought that was kind of hot. Now I just gave myself the ick. I know how it feels.
If I said that, I'd be dragged into HR. If I said that about one of yous.
Excuse me? What's been going on since I've had my back turned around here?
Please don't go on holidays again.
Oh my God. When the cat's away, the mice are playing what?
I have been producer Callum. I've created a lot of tension. They've been the worst bits of the week.
Thank you, sir. All right, it's your very last chance. It's very close to call today.
It really isn't.
Oh, really?
You're like losing terribly.
Yeah, losing.
She's got like 3%.
You're
she's
giving her a massive advantage.
Emma's not going to win. It's fun.
What about between me and Dave?
If you want to hear this in full, I'm 3%.
No one does.
Emma and WhatsApp 087 711 1038.
I actually do really, really like that tune. Not as much as I like this, though. Of Monsters and Men, it's called Little Talks. If you want to hear it, it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
And I've gone for this. I crashed my car into the bridge. It hits something different on the Friday of the June bank holiday weekend. I've been told it's Icona Pop. Not Icona Pop.
Well done, Granny.
And it's I Love It. If you'd like to hear it in full, it's Aisling to 087 711 1038. I just need something that's real.
Leanne and Don't Say Love on Spin. Summer's number one hit music station. What's the story?
Oh, lads.
I'll tell you what the story is.
So excited.
I've been having to stare at Aisling's feet for the last 3 hours.
And we learned this time yesterday that she has monster feet.
Monster feet.
I have flippers.
Hooves.
Yeah, hoops, slippers, whatever you want to call it.
What size are you again?
I'm not very tall. I'm 5'3", and I have a size 7 foot.
For a lady, which is a lot.
And they're out today because I'm going on my holidays, so I'm
in
the Birks.
Have you got the Birks on?
Got the Birks on, yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen them yet today, thankfully.
Yeah.
I think it should be...
I've been wiggling them at Dave all morning. Whenever he makes a good joke, they go, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
She's been trying to flirt with me with the feet, and I don't like it at all.
I think it should be a company rule that feet are not let out in work.
I completely agree with you, Emma.
Yeah. I've been like stroking one foot with one toe.
I feel like it's like walking around in your socks.
The other.
Yeah, and I also think another thing that should be banned in work is blowing your nose if it's really bad in front of your colleagues.
Yeah, you need to go to the toilet.
They're okay. They're my two work rules.
Okay, well, I don't like blonde hair, so...
Sorry, are you mad for blowing your nose in front of people? I thought
you were doing like a little bit of a side dig because I literally have a tissue in my pocket.
Oh,
right
no,
now.
I haven't heard you doing a dirty one in a long time.
Thank God.
Ashling and her toesies, are they out now for the summer? Is this it?
100%. Yeah, I will not see a sock until
there's
11 September.
Of them. We're on radio. You can't prove me wrong.
Ashling, off on your holidays tomorrow. Good luck now.
Thanks, Emil. Yeah, looking forward to it. Gonna eat my weight in pasta. Maybe I'll grow an extra size of my foot. Who knows? Maybe. I think that's what happens when you eat too much pasta.
There's some kind of sport or something going on this weekend as well, is there?
A Champions League final tomorrow.
Yes. Real Madrid versus Dortmund.
Borussia
Dortmund. I'm running the mini marathon on Sunday.
Oh,
thanks. Yes.
Well done.
Amazing. Thanks, best of luck with that. No one's out to support you.
Nope.
I'll FaceTime you at kilometre 9.
Thanks very much.
No problem.
You won't though. You absolutely won't.
Is there any point in even hearing who won this week? Because it's pretty obvious.
I'll give you the results anyway. You have been voting.
There's no need.
You've been voting for the last song of the show, Emma. You went for Cash Cash and BB Rexha, Take Me Home.
June.
You came dead last with 14%.
I'm surprised by that.
14%.
Yeah, right. So am I.
In second place with 39%. Is I Love It, Icona Pop, Charlie XCX. Ooh. That was Ashlyn's choice.
Because you kept calling it Icona.
Yeah, it's probably my
fault. So the winner with a whopping 47%, and you haven't heard this song in ages, it's David Hammond, Over To You,
Let's
Sir.
Let's go! I remember the first time I heard this song, and it just brings back a lot of good memories.
It's a happy song.
Such a happy song. As soon as I heard you were going for this, I was like, that's it, he hasn't won. It's an absolute tune. Enjoy your bank holiday weekend.
Oh, enjoy that. Yee-hoo! We'll see you on Tuesday morning, 7 a.m.
Michaela's on the way. Turn it up. Mind yourself. Bye-bye.
I'm like walking around this old and empty house.
So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.